Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load, and this hour we're going to be speaking with the student of the gun, the professor from the student of the gun. That is one Paul Markle. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm fantastic, man. I'm doing well.
What did you train over the weekend? What were you teaching?
We had our martial application of the pistol class, which is our 2-day pistol training class.
And is that martial as in M-A-R-T-I-A-L, the war application of a pistol?
That's right, okay. Meaning to fight,
yep.
To engage in combat.
That's the only reason I have a pistol. Right, anyway.
That's right.
You know what I discovered? So
What'd you discover?
So I've taken my cues from you. I'm putting red dots on my two primary guns. And these guns were not MOS ready, so I had to take them and put them with somebody to have them milled down to the right height.
Okay.
So the accurate sights will still be in play with this setup. So I'm happy with that. But then because these two guns are going to be out of commission, I decided to go out and find me some piece of junk Glock 19, which I did. Went out and found myself a piece of junk Glock 19. Now, the only thing is, if I'm going to have a Glock nowadays, it's going to have sights and the trigger, right? So I saw So I went looking for the Accurate sights on Amazon, which you remember last time we went there, and I was able to get them here in a week. You want to know what the lead time is on them now?
Tell me.
3.5 weeks.
What? Did we sell them out?
We sold them out.
We sold them out
to the degree that Bill could not get any sights. So I ended up having to go to Palmetto State Armory, and I got some Trigias to put on it.
Well, come on now. There's other people. There's other companies that are selling Accurate. You could have bought them straight from Night Vision.
Could I?
Yeah, you can buy them straight from Night Vision. Well, you can buy them from the manufacturer.
Okay, I didn't even think about it. Well, I mean, the last time we went looking, that's where you told me to go look. And my figuring is this. If Amazon is out, what does that say for the rest of the world? I mean.
Well, I know that
I'm going to call CJ and ask him, because I was talking to Taryn Butler, and he's going to be sending me some stuff, and one of the guns is going to need night vision sights on them. And when I went there, they did have night vision sights that were not accurate sights. They just didn't have them for a Glock.
It looks like Optics Planet has one. They have, well, they've got them in stock. They for the 43 and 42 and 43X.
But not
they've
for
got them in stock.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got them in stock for the Smith & Wesson M&Ps. Man, yeah, it doesn't look like they have any stock for the 19s. We got to start making more sights, man. I got to get with those dudes and start making more sights.
That's right. I mean, those sights, the Paul Markle student of the gun collaboration is a fine set of sights. It is a really, and for fast acquisition, there is no better iron sight that I've ever used, including the big dots. I thought the big dots ruled all, but no.
Yeah, well, the truth is the polymer, you know, those guys, they're no slouches. They know what they're doing. And they're taking a super bright tritium rod, and they're putting it into translucent polymer so that the polymer is not shading the tritium. It's actually letting it bleed through. It's letting it come through. So, and it's the best tritium you're going to get in the United States because, well, those guys make the compasses for the U.S. military. Therefore, they are first in line to get the good tritium. And you'd be crazy not to take advantage of that.
I didn't know they made the compasses.
Oh, yeah. Their sister company, Kamenga. Their sister company, Kamenga, has been making the nuclear compasses, the tritium compasses for the U.S. military for 35 years.
Yeah. Okay.
So chances are, if you had a G.I. Joe tritium compass, that they made it.
That's interesting. That's really interesting. Another thing I saw that was of interest, I thought I might would ask you about this. I saw this video where they were doing a shakedown of some special forces operations unit in the Army. And this was only like 2 or 3 months old. And they said, what are your standard handguns issued? And they were Glock 19s. And not the. And then in the same vein, I saw some Navy SEAL who does a YouTube channel called 3 of 7. And he had 2 M17 failures out of the 6 Sours that were in his class that he was teaching, the military sidearm, the 6 Sour M17, not the M18. And I just found that really interesting that, because I've heard from various people in the military today that the M17 does have issues.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it has issues because they listened to the big army when they designed it. You know, they're like, you know, that's part of the problem is you listen to big army, you listen to officers who sit in desks at the Pentagon, tell you how to design things. That's the crazy thing is they never ask the guys. Now see, that's why SOCOM is different. See, SOCOM's been carrying Glocks for a long time.
Right.
They've been carrying Glocks for 20 years because those guys can pick and choose and buy whatever they want. They have their own budget.
Right.
You know, they have a discretionary budget. But big Army, Marine Corps, Navy, you know, the conventional military, they have to basically take whatever, you know, the Marine Corps, Navy, and the Air Force, they get the sidearms that the Army decides on. That's right. How that works.
Right.
So when you got these guys, you know, you got a bunch of generals sitting around in D.C., and, you know, basically just, you know, going out for steak dinners and, you know, bourbon and coke and hookers with these manufacturers, you know, you end up with things that aren't necessarily great.
Bourbon and coke and hookers. I think.
Well, that's because steak, you know, steak, to their credit, bought more steak dinners, more bourbon, more coke, and more hookers than Glock did. So. Okay. They got the contract.
That's how that worked out. They got the contract because of that. More. Okay. All right. Well, anyway.
Absolutely. It's yeah. Not because it's a better tool. It's not because it's a better tool. I mean, holy heck, Bill, let's talk about track records. If you're a military and you're considering buying a handgun, what handgun should you consider more strongly? A handgun design that has a 35-year or almost 40-year track record, or a handgun that was invented 2 years ago?
I would think, you know, I don't understand the whole modularity thing anyway.
It's ridiculous.
If it's not something that you can implement in the battlefield, why would that even be a consideration?
Well, and the idea that they're going to give, you know, you were PFC snuffy at one time, and so was I. Sure. The idea that the guys in the armory are going to hand you a kit and allow a PFC to modify his gun is ludicrous.
Yeah. Yeah,
there's no possible way that's going to happen.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. All right. Well, anyway, we're coming up on the first break. The website for Paul's Enterprise. It's called studentofthegun.com. Now, Student of the Gun, at Student of the Gun, one of the things you can go get right now, also at Amazon, is How to Shoot Better Than a Navy SEAL. That book has just come out. Right now, it is number one on some metric at Amazon that Paul showed me the other day. So you guys have responded
to that? It was on Saturday night. It was the number one bestseller in the shooting sports category on Amazon.
Yeah. So keep going and buying it because Paul is very easy, a very easy teacher to comprehend. That's the thing. You got to be able to get what he's saying. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Paul Markle from Student of the Gun. We just mentioned his book, which just came out, How to Shoot Better Than a Navy SEAL, available right now at Amazon. And the hard, in the hard copy, the actual physical book, or in the Kindle as well. You can get that. And it's
available. Yeah, if you want to do that, man, you can do that.
Get the hard copy. So, you make notes and scribble it and everything.
Absolutely.
Then if you come and take a class, you can show it, and he'll sign it and everything. He'll be so happy to see you.
Yeah, Bill, we really didn't talk about it in depth because we were just getting everything 100% lined up. But, we've been working on Student of the Gun University and that is essentially we've created a hybrid collegiate level training school for firearms now.
Okay.
And, the big change is, you've taken a bunch of classes, I'm sure. And when you go to, let's say you book a 2-day class for a pistol class or a rifle or whatever.
Sure.
And you go there and you go to the class. They tell you where to go. They'll be at this building at 9 a.m., be in your chair at the table, and the guys come in front of you and you do an hour, 2 hours or so, maybe a little more of instruction to get everybody on the same sheet of music, everybody understanding the rules and, the universal safety rules and how they're expected to handle guns and, all of that stuff. And that's the standard. But I also know men, I know American men because I am one of them. Mm. And, what they'll do is they'll book a class. They're like, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go to Student of the Gun University or I'm going to go to Tactical Response. I'm going to go to whatever. And they book a class for 2-3 months away. And in the meantime, they're like, well, before I get there, I better do some practicing. Before I go there, I better do some, quote, they say training to themselves, but they're not. I better go to YouTube, and I better look up some videos about what I should do. That's the absolute worst possible thing you could do. That's like saying, well, next weekend, I'm going to take golfing lessons. I'm going to take golf lessons next weekend because I never golfed, but I want to be good, so I'm going to take a lesson. But before I go there, I'm going to go to the local range and I'm going to buy a bucket of balls and I'm going to whack 100, 200, 500 balls before I go take my golf lesson.
Right.
So that way I'll look better or whatever. That's a terrible idea because now when you go to take your golf lesson, the instructor is going to have to correct 500 swings of, errors. He's going to have to remove what we call training scars. He's going to have to correct all these bad habits that you ingrained by trying to teach yourself.
Right.
And that's what men do. We're like, wow, I don't want to look silly or look bad or I don't want to look good when I go to the training class. So I'm going to go and I'm going to go online and check out a bunch of videos and go to the range and quote practice. And then they show up on the range with all kinds of bad habits, bad, training scars. So what we did, Bill, is we created a program where we have both a home study / distance learning and residency. So as soon as you go to SOTGU, that's short for Student of the Gun University, SOTGU.com, and you sign up for the next martial application of the pistol class, right? You do that, do everything you need to do, and you'll have instant access to the home study course. And it is a directed learning program. And there's written tests. There's digital tests. There are modules. And we're going to ship you a book. We're going to ship you the manual. Obviously the manual takes a couple of days to get to you, but you can read that. There's videos. There's tips, lessons, and we'll give you all you need to keep you busy while you're waiting for your residency date to roll around. And of course my sons aren't fools. They can track every student's progress. They know whether you completed the module, whether you did the work, and that way when our students arrive for a class, all that stuff that you normally sit in the classroom and, for a couple of hours and do.
Right.
They've already done it all. They're already way ahead of the game before we even see their faces. So by doing that and by providing them with the book, with the videos, with the test material, with the guided learning experience, by the time they show up to train with us, they're already way ahead of the curve. They're already probably way more comfortable. They'll feel less intimidated, and they'll be better prepared to start launching bullets. And that's what we did this weekend. We had the martial application of the pistol class, and the students had all been given access to the online learning program before they got there. And that's the future. That's the future. And I fully expect other companies to try and replicate it, and I welcome them to try, because if you ask Jared, it is not easy, my brother.
I would imagine that takes a degree of pre-planning and setup that would be probably sort of difficult to...
Well, there's a lot. There's so much that the end user never sees, you know. There's all that background stuff that the end... Because these, believe it or not, these computer programs and these lessons and that stuff doesn't create itself. It takes a person. Yeah. It takes people to do that. So I'm pretty excited about it. We had a great weekend. Boy, the weather was fantastic. It's crazy because 2 weeks ago it was cold and gray and nasty. This weekend it got into the upper 60s every day. The wind wasn't bad. The sun was shining. Man, it was a blessing.
And what was the class?
The pistol class, martial application.
Oh, my
pistol.
Bad. Well, I was.
Yep. And you know where we're going to be in March?
Where are you going to be in March?
We're going to take it. We're going to take the show on the road because there's probably going to be 2 feet of snow on the ground up here in the mountains. So we're going to come down out of the mountains. We're going to go to Tennessee to tactical response, and we're going to teach that class at tactical response in Camden in the middle of March, and then we're also going to be in Texas. Near a place called Nacogdoches, if you know where that is.
I know where Nacogdoches is, yeah.
Yeah, if you know where Nacogdoches, if you know where that is, we're going to be very near there also the week after we teach in Tennessee. So we are going to do it on the road, and then once the snow thaws, we'll be doing a whole bunch more training up here in the mountains.
So how many days will the class be at tactical response?
It's two. It's going to be a Saturday, Sunday.
Ah.
You know, show up Friday night if you're not local. You know, if you're local, then you don't have to worry about it. But show up Friday night, get settled in, and, you know, we'll teach you Saturday and Sunday. And Sunday afternoon, you're released to go home.
Oh. All I got to do is figure out how I would get back in time to do the show the next day.
Yeah, is that a little bit of a jaunt for you? How long of a drive?
It's a 7-hour drive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's not terrible.
It's not terrible. I've done it. I mean, I did it before. I learned the hard way not to listen to the GPS program in the car at the time, because it took me to Georgia first, to Atlanta, before it sent me to Camden. Instead of 7 hours, it was about 9.5. Hang on for me, if you will. We're talking to Paul Markle, student of the gun. He is the professor, and we're just talking stuff with guns, training with guns. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. Tens of thousands joining the March for Israel on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. today. House Speaker Mike Johnson telling the crowd the United States won't walk away.
Let me be very clear.
The United States stands unequivocally with our neighbor, our friend, our ally, Israel.
The National Guard has been deployed, but no violence was reported. Tensions escalated at a congressional hearing with union leaders when Oklahoma Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen stood up, seemingly challenging Teamsters President Sean O'Brien to a fistfight. Senator Bernie Sanders intervened, instructing Mullen to sit down and conduct himself appropriately as a senator. A collision on I-70 near Columbus, Ohio this morning left three people dead and more than a dozen injured. According to the Ohio State Patrol, it happened when a semi-truck rear-ended a charter bus carrying high school students. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Excuse me, that was great. And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking with Paul Markle. Now, I've been looking at some of these guys with some of their belt setups. What is your belt setup, if I may ask?
Oh, my external, obvious training belt setup?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's a Blackhawk setup. The belt is from Blackhawk, the mag carrier is from Blackhawk, the holster is from Blackhawk. It's one of their new ones with the thumb release. I'm kind of a jerk for not remembering the exact model, but it's
T-Series.
Yeah, it's a T-Series. It's a T-Series. So when you establish the grip on the pistol, your thumb hits the release that's kind of covered, hidden between the holster and your body, and releases it. It's a good rock solid holster. And the belt is rock solid, and yeah, that's what I use when, if I'm going to be obvious, you know, if I'm not, if I'm concealed carrying, I just wear a crossbreed holster, tucked into my pants like I'm doing right now.
Now with your crossbreed holster, are you carrying a gun that has an optic and a flashlight on it?
No, I'm just carrying my everyday all the time carry is a Glock 48. I've got a 48. It sits nice and securely up against my body, and
right.
Nobody's ever the wiser.
So, which T-Series are you using, the Level 2 or the Level 3? Or do you know?
I think it's technically considered the 2 because it's the one for the optic-mounted gun that has the hood or the protective cover.
Right.
So when you put the gun in, if it has an optic, it kind of has a little hood that that gives it a little extra level of protection. It's the one that I'm wearing on the cover of the book, of the How to Shoot Better Than a Navy SEAL book.
I see. And with... do you run a let me look at that. I didn't even look at that. So you don't run a thigh strap with that particular holster. You don't need to.
No, you don't need to. It's very rigid. It doesn't stick down. It's down a little. It's low on purpose so that it wouldn't ride up high. If you had armor or a plate carrier, it wouldn't touch that. But it's not so low that it's like way down on your thigh.
You know, the only problem I have running a gun with a flashlight that just irritates me to no end, it seems like they could make one holster to fit all the flashlights, but everybody makes the holsters to fit the Surefire X300, which on...
Well, now, the one I've got is the exact opposite. It's the Streamlight TLR1.
Oh.
Well, yeah, the one I've got... Now, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Like, most of the... Like, if you look up light-bearing holsters, almost everybody is, like, for X300. But this particular one, the one from Blackhawk, well, because, you know, when you put a flashlight on a gun, the secure, you know, the safety mechanism or the security mechanism can't grasp onto the, it can't grasp the frame or the trigger guard or any of that stuff because the light is wider than the frame is.
Right.
So in that Blackhawk holster, it's actually gripping, it's holding onto the flashlight part. That's what it's securing to.
Well, I'm just wondering.
Yeah, it's kind of like light wars. You've got these light, you know, the flashlight wars going on between Streamlight on one side and Surefire on the other side.
Well, like it is, so, like if I put I have one Streamlight X300 light. So if I stick that on the Glock 17, that looks okay. It doesn't look ridiculous. You don't have, you know, 5 feet of light protruding in front of the gun for it to get all nice and sooty. And you have to put Burt's Bees all over the lens to where it doesn't build up to where you can't see the light if you tried to turn it on. Mm-hmm. If I did that, would that then work with my Glock 45 with the Surefire light, with my Glock 19 with the Surefire light? Would it work with all of them if I just put the Surefire light on those guns? Or do you know?
Well, it you know, frame size. Well, the frame size for the 45 is a 17. The frame is exact same. It's just got a 19 length slide on it. So the frame for the 45 and the 17 should be, for all intents and purposes, identical.
Right.
So yeah. So I would, and you're, you know, that rig that you're, whatever you're putting it in, it's using the light. For this, you know, whether it's molded to the light, like I've got a almost concealed carry holster, you know, it's just not super, it doesn't stick out really far from my body, but it's molded very specifically for a 17 with a Surefire light on it. And it fits very well. It fits very snugly and securely. So I would expect that if you put your Surefire X300 on either your 17 or your 45, that it should fit in the holster just fine.
And you like that holster better than the Safariland one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've run Safarilands, and I've run Blackhawks, and I've run, you know, Uncle Mike's back in the old days when Uncle Mike's was making duty holsters, you know. I can't remember the exact model. But it was the one that the military was using. I broke that sucker. I broke it because I did so many draws. I was doing probably 100 to 200 draw strokes every training day, and that was 5 days a week. So you know, you're talking about 1,000 draw strokes a week. And when I called him up, I said, "Hey, can you have a replacement part for that?" And they're like, "Yeah, it's called a new holster." That's what it's called.
Well, I mean, you know, here's the thing about holsters that irritate me to no end. Okay? The holsters that are the higher-end holster. Like, I'm on Amazon right now. And here's a Safariland 6300 automated locking system duty holster, red dot sight compatible, that fits the Streamlight TLR2. Mm-hmm. I've never seen one of those. I don't know anybody that runs one of those. I either run the TLR 7 or 8 size or the 1.
Right.
Now, it looks like the TLR 2, as far as the holster rendition, is about the same size as the 1, But
yeah, again, I think the one and the two are pretty close to being the same size.
I guess I could go and look at their website or something, the Streamlight's website, to look at the two of them and see if there's any difference. But see, these fitted holsters like this, they cost this much money. If you go out and buy one, and then you get it, and you're like, all right, finally my holster gets here, and then you're ready to go, and you break everything down and screw on the QLS on it and take off the paddle, the stupid paddle it comes with, and then you finally got it to go, and then your gun won't go in it because the TLR-1 does not line up with the TLR-2 slots, and then you have to go find a TLR-2. And, I mean, this is what irritates me about these holsters. Now, a holster like this, is this a necessary piece of kit if you run out the door?
Yeah, that's, you know, that's a good question. It's like, is that something I absolutely have to have, you know? And, you know, that's funny. I had forgot. So the one I was using with when I was a contractor was the SLS. And then they came out with the, because mine had the, what they call the bale, you know, that loopy dealio. That you flip up over the top.
Right. They still
that's
have
what
that.
We were using. Yeah, that's what we were using with the Berettas. And what we found out was that when they came out with the ALS for the Beretta, it was supposed to grab on to that open portion of the slide, because you know the Beretta has a weird open slide. And it really didn't. You could pull it through. Like, without releasing the release, you could grab a hold of the Beretta and you could just yank it out of an ALS. It wouldn't, now it wasn't with the other guns, with, you know, normal like SIGs and Glocks, it wouldn't do that. But with the Beretta, because it had that weird, you know, oddly shaped slide, it would do that.
Right.
So Safari Land makes good stuff. I'm not crapping on Safari Land. They make good stuff, and they've made good stuff for a long time. It's just, you know, what floats your boat, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, can the will the Blackhawk work with the QLS system? Okay, and the only reason I ask is I have some of those. You know what?
Yeah,
before you answer that, we're coming up to the last break.
Darn it.
Paul Markle, of course, is the student of the gun. He's also the professor at the student of the gun, and very shortly he's about to have his own little PragerU happening. Student of the Gun University is coming on board. In addition to his latest book, How to Shoot Better Than a Navy SEAL, find it in Amazon. Get the hard copy, which is what I recommend, or the Kindle copy. He's number one. Something to it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Time on the firing line. Joining us once again from the student of the gun is Professor Paul Markle. We've been talking about holsters and gear and guns, and mainly holsters and gear. So we've established you've used Safari Land, you're using Blackhawk right now. Are there any holsters that you would say people should stay away from? You ever tried one that has you've been like,
Oh yeah. Well, something that that was painfully obvious this weekend for a couple of our students is when you go bargain shopping on Amazon for holsters, yeah, and you buy these no name, which are, or these weird name, you know, the, you know, Screaming Eagle holster or whatever. A lot of this stuff is just Chinesium. And if you're going to buy a holster, buy it from an American company. Just buy it from a American company like Crossbreed, like Safari Land, like Blackhawk, or Galco or Comtac. But, you know, these, we had people and they ended up handicapping themselves because they went and they bought this, you know, no name plastic holster, and it looked good. Boy, the ad sure did look good. But it wouldn't fit on their bodies right, or they went to draw the gun and the whole entire holster comes out, you know, they draw the gun and then they draw the holster with the gun and then it won't work. And, you know, just, you know, spend the extra $5 or $10, you know, if there's one piece of advice I can give you guys, do not bargain shop when it comes to holsters, because what you're going to end up doing is just buying another holster anyway, because a used holster is worth nothing. It's worth less. So you're going to end up with a box full of, you know, garbage holsters.
Just like mine that I've got over there. Now my holsters aren't garbage. It's just that, yeah, I don't use them on a daily basis.
Well, you know, we have different holsters for different things. So, you know, that's one thing I see from students, especially new gun people, is they have no problem buying a Glock 43 or a Glock 19, and then they'll go and spend $38 on a plastic Amazon holster, and they come to the range, and, you know, to try to do a 2-day class with this cheap piece of crap holster, and they're struggling with it the whole time. And so instead of focusing on learning, they're focusing on trying to make their cheap equipment work.
Right.
So, buy it from a brand name. Buy it from Crossbreed. Buy it from Blackhawk or Safari Land or wherever. Don't, these Chinese AM holsters. And, you know, like, there are some holsters that are, they seem like they're American companies. And maybe the headquarters is in California, but it's Chinese slaves over in Peking that are actually assembling these holsters for $2.
Well, here's the thing about holsters, and this is the thing that I have run into. The problem I have with holsters is that I ordered two holsters to go with my guns from We the People Holsters. And these are just holsters I'm going to wear in, you know, like with a belt, just wearing, walking around. One's outside the waistband, one's inside the waistband. They're designed for optics and lights, okay? I ordered those on the 26th of October. They haven't even started the order yet.
Mm-hmm.
And they claim to, you know, they claim to fulfill your order within 5 to 7 working days, which today is 7 working days. Which they're out of Las Vegas, so unless something really crazy happens, I don't know what's going to happen with that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, if you buy, you know, a lot, it's hard for holster companies. I feel bad for these guys because, you know, like we just talked about, whether if the pistol makers aren't changing the configuration, then you've got the light guys, the people changing the configuration of the lights. Or, you know, there's 8 different types of tack lights, you know. We didn't even touch the Olight thing yet. That's a whole other kettle of fish.
You don't like Olights?
Oh, no, but I'm saying the size.
Yeah.
They're completely different. It's not the same as a Surefire. It's not the same as Streamlight.
Nope.
So now you got another size to deal with.
They're close enough to the other sizes to be problematic, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, I you know, if you're a, you got to look at these guys who are making holsters, and you know, they're not going to stock a holster that they sell once every 6 months. It'd just be crazy, you know, because that's just inventory. That's like, you know, it's like trying to sell T-shirts and stocking a whole bunch of size small or size 4X shirts, you know. You got to stock, you got to have what most people want, and if it's something unique or strange or different, you just got to make it, you know, custom made to order. And that's what a lot of these companies are doing, or they're making them to order. And what they try to do is they try and make all the common stuff, like the Glock 43s and 19s and the SIG 365s and stuff. They'll make that stuff, and that's what you'll find on the shelves at your local sporting goods store, you know. I was in there today.
Unless you're like DeSantis that has such a major distribution network. Yeah? Would you agree with that?
Yeah. Well, you know, all of them are still struggling to try and fulfill. You know, they're trying to forecast the American gun buyer's desires is what they're doing. They're trying to stay ahead of that and figure out which gun's going to be the popular one. And then, of course, it used to be people were buying like laser modules and putting them on, and that's gone away. But now we've got everybody's making guns that you can put red dots on. So now they've got to make sure that the holster that they're making is, you know, will accommodate the red dots, whether it's a Hellcat or a SIG or a Glock or whatever, you know. So I understand their plight. I really do. But when it comes down to it, I would tell your listeners, look, man, don't buy cheap stuff. Don't if you're going to Amazon, you're like, oh, well, that Blackhawk one's $47, but this one here, this Screaming Eagle holsters, is only $32, and it looks like it's the same. Yeah, it's not. It's not.
Yeah, I'm looking at We the People right now. Still unfulfilled. And this is the thing, you know, I try to get holsters at work that fit, they're going to do it, and this is what you run into, and I'm not going to call them or anything right now, because they would say, well, you know, it takes X amount of days to do it, and I guess that's what some people, and I guess the moral of the story is, if you're going somewhere, or if you're going to get a gun and everything, then there's
just happened, Bill.
Okay.
Is all after about a year and a half of the concealed carry gun buying all trending down. What just happened? The attacks in Israel,
yep.
1,000 civilians killed by terrorists, and all of a sudden, Americans are like, I probably should start carrying a gun. And so these companies that were laying off employees, these holster companies that were laying off employees because their sales were down so far, all of a sudden, they just got a spike in sales.
Sure.
And what do? You know, they're like, crap. You know, we just laid off 20 people last month because our sales are down, and now we have this huge spike, and everybody's screaming for holsters.
Beg for them to come back.
Yeah.
I don't get the gun industry at large sort of is a mystery to me. The gun industry is very reactive.
Yeah, that's the thing is we're playing this reactive game, and it's terrible for a business owner.
Yeah.
You know, it's a terrible business model, you know. But Jared would be very remiss if I did not remind you and your listeners that we have not just our pistol class, but we have shotgun, we have rifle, we have the long range rifle, we have the close up rifle, you know, the fighting type rifle.
Right.
All those class dates are on the SOTGU.com right now.
I want you to figure out the tactical response class. I need to try to figure that one out.
So enrollment is open at this very moment in time.
I would just be the one that was off to the side listening and it wouldn't be officially a part of the class. If I find a way to get up there, I'll be the one. Freddie said he might be. Oh, there he is. He's in the bushes. You don't have to be in the bushes, Bill. Come on out.
Let us know, man. If you can make it, it's going to be the middle of March. It's going to be the middle of March in Camden, Tennessee.
Gotcha. I might be able to take time off by then. We'll have to see. We will definitely have to see. Thank you for taking the time to join me today, sir. The book is called How to Shoot Better Than a Navy SEAL from one of the most steady instructors out there. No dogma involved with Mr. Markle, only practical technique. And, I mean, he's trained with the best. He's trained some of the best. He's been trained by some of the best. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.